week's parasha discusses the basic halachas of Hilchos Kashrus, which animals, which fish and birds are permissible to eat and which are forbidden to eat. In summing up these halachas at the very end of the parasha, the Torah adds one extra pasuk. Lahavdil ben atome ben ator ben achaya hanecheles ben achaya asher lo seyochem. To separate between what's tome and what's tar, between items which are kosher, which are permissible to eat, and those which are non-kosher, which are forbidden. What does this pasuk come to add? Says Rashi, Ben Atamei Ben Ator, Tzarech Lomar Ben Chamor Lepara, Halok Farma for Roshim Hem. Do we need the pasuk to tell us to distinguish between a cow and a donkey? We know that already. The pasuk has pointed out what Simonic Kashrus of a Behema needs, and the Para has the two Simonic Kashrus of a Behema, but the Chamor doesn't. Ella says Rashi, Ben Temeh Lecha, Letahor Lecha, Ben Nishchad Chetzo Shokono Lenishchad Rubo. Rather, the pasuk comes to add that even if an animal is shechted, if only half the windpipe is cut, it's still non-kosher, until a majority of the simanim are cut, the behema is also b'achil. Continues Rashi, U'ben achaya hane'acheles, tzarech lomar ben tzvi la'arod, halok farma for roshim hei. What does the end of the pasuk come to add? Do we have to distinguish between a kosher animal like a tzvi, like a deer, and a non-kosher animal? That we know. Rather, the pasuk comes to teach us that only if the animal has certain simone trefa, then it is non-kosher. These are the 18 simone trefa that Chazal mentioned, which are listed in the Gemara. The question is, why does the Torah choose this pasuk to be its final word on Hilchos Kashrus? What's so special about this drasha of Chazal? I think there's a deep message that the Torah is hinting to. And that is that sometimes the difference between Tumah and Tara is clear. Some behemos and some fish have simoni kashrus, and some don't. That difference is clear. But sometimes the line of demarcation between kosher and non-kosher, between Tumah and Tahar, is not so clear. Sometimes it's very subtle. Like the difference between a windpipe that's cut only halfway and one that's cut just a little bit more than halfway. That difference can be seen only by someone who looks very carefully. Someone who is sensitive to detail. Someone who is attuned to nuance. We just finished celebrating the Yom Tov of Pesach, and Chazal say that before Yetzias Mitzrayim, B'nai Yisrael had dropped to a very low level. Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah, V'halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. In terms of mitzvot, B'nai Yisrael weren't that much different than the mitzvim around them. But there were certain things that Klal Yisrael did which distinguished them. As the Medrash says, Shloshinu es Shemam v'es Lashonu v'es Malbusham. They kept their Jewish names, they had their own language, their own mode of dress. They were careful to maintain their unique identity as Jews. Says the Meshech Chachma in Parashas Bo, that's why Klal Yisrael was zocha to have Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because they made Gidorim to separate themselves, to distinguish between themselves and the outside world. This is the message the Torah is hinting to at the end of this week's parasha. The importance of Havdalah, to be careful to differentiate between Tomei and Tohar, between right and wrong, even when that difference isn't so obvious. How do we do that? The first way is through Talmud Torah. By expanding our knowledge of Torah, we can better appreciate the Torah's perspective on life. The Mishnah in Brachos in the fifth parak quotes a machlokes tanoim as to where Havdalah should be recited in the Tefillah of Matzei Shabbos. We paskin that Havdalah, Tefillah of Atachon and Tanu, is said in the first bracha of the middle brachas of the Shemona Esrei, the bracha of Atachon in La'odam Das. Why is it said dafke in that bracha? Says the Yerushalmi, because in Ein Das Havdalah minai. Without understanding, without Das, how can a person distinguish properly? By immersing ourselves in Torah, we can gain the knowledge and the understanding. We can gain the das that's needed to make the right choices in life. But there's something else that can help us differentiate between right and wrong. And that is the guidance and direction that we receive from mentors, from parents and rebbeim. When Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, they didn't have a Torah. And yet they were able to maintain their unique identity. How is that possible? The answer is because they had a Mesorah. They had a Mesorah from Yaakov Avinu. They had a Mesorah from the Shvatim. And that Mesorah, that guidance, gave them the strength, it gave them the perspective, to withstand at least some of the pressures of the Egyptian society that surrounded them. It's not easy to be mavdil ben kodesh l'chol ben Torah l'tamei. But that's really the deeper message of Hilchos Kashrus. The importance of gedorim, of distinguishing, of differentiating properly between right and wrong, not just in what we eat, but in everything we do in life. Shabbos.